Good evening to everybody. I hope that all of you to be happy here. You're happy?
Yes.
Suffering also happy, okay. Okay. And this evening also, I just want to explain about the Buddha teaching too, related to our practice. No? So we knew that we are studying meditation, practicing of the Dharma. We have learned, we have been practiced, you know. So for the practice, some people may be very easy to be progressed, some also stay trying. And also, although the beginning or the middle of practice, I cannot say that everybody has been the end of practice, not yet, and nobody, I'm also not yet end, okay? So we are still trying. Everybody has been trying for the practice, okay? For this, we all are students. So the student of Buddha, the student of the Dharma, and student of the Sangha. So we are all our Dharma friends and Dharma brother and sister, Dharma family, true? So that is why we are very beautiful in here. Something also tired. Getting old. The sign of aging. So anyway, I would like to share how we should, when we study on the Dharma, how we need to penetrate on this subject. It's very important, the way of practice. No. Not only the Dharma of meditation, and not only only for the our livelihood, we still need to know that we want to make it, we want to study in something, we want to make it perfectly. We need to be successful in what you are studying of this object. It's very important. Not only just shadow and basis. We need to think very highly. No, highly means the Buddha have disciple, the top disciple or ordinary disciple. Which one better? Right hand side and left hand side of Venerable Sariputra Moggallana level and just normal, simple monks and nuns. Which one better? Which one better? Top one better, of course, because of good things, okay, for the goodness. We can try to practice and take the best one is better. When we think about the top only, in the air you will be a bit made of her. Not easy to get the top, okay? Not easy to reach to the top. So, but as anyway, we still need to hope that one day I can be an arahant in this lifetime. Not next life, you know? Not in this life. This lifetime, we want to be arahant. Cannot, doesn't matter. Do you understand? So we come to Brahma Vihari and we have been practicing our meditation. The purpose for what? We want to be arahant in this retreat. Do you have this intention or not? Nobody disappointed. Must think that, oh, I want to be enlightened within 7 days, within 1.5 months, within 1 month, okay? That's only. You want to try. No, I don't have much time. Within 1 month, I had to try hard. Within 1 week, only 2 weeks, we have this retreat. I must try hard. I must put a lot of effort. Eh? And then it's from that effort, we get some benefit. You know? Oh, only 2 weeks, then never mind. Don't forget, next year, and then cannot. You know, present is very important. Present moment, I will try my best. How much we can go, doesn't matter. We will try to push ourselves to walk continuously. This is important to the end. You know? Okay, so when we study in some of the objects, we need to understand 3 kinds of principal knowledge can be arise to us. So also we need to combine these 3 kinds of knowledge. You know? The first thing, if you want to study on this subject, The first thing we need to know that we need to observe carefully about the nature of this subject. Very important, no? the natures. Number two is a reflection. We need to reflect in our mind again and again on from this, you know, reflection of this. And also number three is experimentation, very important. These three, experiment. Number one, observation of the nature is we collect all the facts. We know all the facts from this subject, kind of a story. Like we want to practice for Anapanasati. Before we practice, we need to know the method, how to practice. What is Anapanasati? All the facts we need to know first. The nature of where the Anapanasati breathing come from, the nature, okay? So what is the nature of the breathing? Not only does others do, just in December, okay? So the nature, the first one, observe all the facts. Number two, reflection. Reflection is all the dhammas, all the facts just now what we observe, we need to combine in our mind. Combination is a kind of reflection. It's important. After study, if you are never memorized in your mind, never combined with each other, you did not know how to practice too. Number three, all the facts and after combination, we need to experiment in our mind, or practically we have to do it. Without experiment, without practically, the nature, the real of the Dharma, and real understanding or knowledge not easy to arise. No? So that's the reason the experiment is very important. We can tell that theoretical and practical is very important. So without practical, only theoretical knowledge cannot last long time. The wisdom not really grow. After practical knowledge will increase our wisdom. That's the reason. So all these three things need to combine. It's very difficult to see nowadays, you can see that. Why difficult? Last time you can see many scientists, we can tell creative genius, all you can see. Nowadays very difficult, no comment to find the. Now why? People don't like to combine these three things. People like to be shallow. Then again, study something, learn by heart. You know, memorize after 1 year, 2 years time, forgot everything. So they didn't put it practically and didn't put inside, you know. So anyway, when we want to study, also same, when we was young, we study for the biology, so we need to study about the nature of the animal, the nerve system. So we really, after study, we need to memorize how to make an operation for this, you know. So we're going to the practical, what we need to do, we have to use instrument or the scissor or a small knife or whatever. So we need to cut. After that, we have to observe inside. And also the nature beginning. Then after that, from this observation, we need to combine from this nerve forward, the nerve system we need to know. Combination for the whole, all the organs in their bodies. No? So you all must be also learned in a school last time, no? So this is we need to study, and you need to be interested on this object also, what you are doing there, and also need to be patient. So that's what we can do. For the observation study of the nature, we really need to be diligently, so need a lot of effort on this practice, no? Understand? And also reflection. For the reflection, our mind need to be profound. Cannot be a small understanding and kind of a shadow knowledge, not enough. Really need to profound think very deeply. How to combine, from this combination, what's the result, what kind of result will happen. Then you also need patiently. If you're not patient, the result is not coming out good, you know. So for the experiment, the result need to be exactly need to come out. So for this experiment, exact is very important, okay? That reason. So when this experiment time, you need to be patient. For me, it's very impatient type of person. The first day, we did that. So the whole from the brain, all the nerve we need to take out. Slowly be patient, cannot break. If you take out the time the nerve is broken, you were lost, I said. No? So that's the first time we want to be a fast. Everything want to be a fast, impatient. So poor, broken, lost. So the next day we know our mistake because I want to be a fast. But we don't have patience enough, not enough patience. That's the reason I cannot make it perfectly. So the next day we try again, observe again, because of this, what kind of mistake I done, I lost. So we're trying the next day, be patient, slowly pull out all the from the brain and in it, all we had to pull out the whole, all the nerve system. Then only you were successful and then you feel happy. You felt very happy from your experiment. You could feel it. That's although difficult, be patient, put a lot of effort, diligent on this object. And also, you need to know carefully how to pull out from this. Then in the end, you get exactly, you get 100% mark this way. So when you study in some one of the object, it cannot be very shallow. Not only to look at, oh, see a little imprint of it, only watch. You never put effort. And then you never study yourself. You didn't put any reflection in yourself on how to make it to be, you know, perfect, how to make a good result. And only watch reading, sometimes sleep again, wake up again, and sleep again. I can get the result, understand? That reason, we need to combine these three. Then only the result will come out perfectly. You know? When you boil the water with the kettle, and so when the water starts to go boiling time, what do you see? What do you see? Steam, huh? Just normal kettle, you know? So then, because of that boiling water and this, can the steam come out? What happened? The cover? Do you see sometimes? Cover is not stable, not stick on there. No? So slowly jump. Sometimes you might see that long time ago, traditional, when in our culture, in our country, stay we cook like this. And you sometimes fall in your modern country, come from modern country, I don't know, you know, not okay. So when you boil, you can see, well, you know, shaking, cut the cover if moving, because the steam, no? So what we can understand? From the, so the power of pushing. So the nature, when the heat, and because of the heat, the water start to go boil, the steam come out that time, this smoke and steam can give energy for the pushing. No? So if we understand about the nature, what we can make it? We can make it generator, okay? Understand? You know that the scientist, James Watt, no? Also thought, he also thought about this nature of the, from the kettle, the pressure, how make it the pushing energy, can how we can make it this energy. Then he studied about the nature first. After that, in his mind, he was contemplating, repenting again. This must be useful for us, you know. So because of his idea and his reflection, in the end, he trying to experiment, really useful or not. After that, really, it can get generated, you know. So same as that, all the scientists is combined. The nature reflect in their mind suitable or not, okay or not. Think carefully. When they practice time, when they think about the what they want to do reflection time, sometimes they forgot about the food. They forgot to eat also. So 3 days, 4 days, they just drink a bit of milk. They don't care, even drink also, the mind is weak, contemplating reflection on their study, just for energy to drink. Then after the put down and think again continuously, you know? Understand? So meditator also need to be contemplating on the anapana object. Eat okay, don't care what the good or no good, okay? Just think about anapana. Finish, anapana. Before, anapana. This anapana, how I should make it to be successful? The result need to be good. You know, what will we get benefit? From this anapana, they always need to contemplate and reflect it, you know? Then in the end, only we can experiment, practice again. Then the result is a lot of benefit and a lot of result can come out from that anapana sati. That's the reason we need to go very deeply and deeper practice with a lot of effort. No? So many scientists have been practicing that these three factors need to be together. Then only we'll be successful in our practice. No? I would like to share one of the story, the time of the Buddha. It is the sutta name was Maharahulavada Sutta. No? Rahula means the son of the Buddha, no? So Buddha's son, only one child before he became enlightened, no? And after Buddha became enlightened, Rahula, his son, also became Samane, so he also came into the Buddha Sasana, and after ordination, he also practiced sincerely in the monastery. One day, Buddha was living in the Jetavana Monastery. Early in the morning, the Buddha went for the Pindabana to the village. So, Venerable Rahula also following the Buddha, behind of the Buddha. So, both of Venerable Buddha and Venerable Rahula went together to the village for the Pindabana. On the way, Buddha was stopped for a while and turning back to the Venerable Rahula. Then the Buddha said to Venerable Rahula, and Rahula, you should contemplate that in your practice. It's very important for contemplating about the past, the present, and future of Nama Rupa. Internally and externally, we need to practice the nature of this Nama and Rupa of present and future, okay? Buddha said the nature, okay? Don't forget about that, the nature of Nama Rupa. But at the same time, that the nature of Nama Rupa of the internal and external, and near and far away. Grossness of Nama Rupa and subtleness of Nama Rupa. Superior and inferior of Nama Rupa. So 11 types of Nama Rupa object. The Buddha encouraged him to practice, but please contemplate on that the nature of this Nama Rupa, 11 ways of that is vipassana object, na, or Nama Rupa, and also contemplate that these 11 types of Nama Rupa are not belong to me, internally and externally, okay? Not belong to me, not myself, and not mine. So, and you contemplate in this way again and again. So in the end, you don't have attachment on all the Nama Rupa. And then you can get boring of this Nama Rupa. So please try to practice as the Buddha gives instruction during walking to the Pindavada, Buddha teach him. Understand, no? 11 ways. No? So when he heard about it, what do you think, what he was doing? He thought, oh, this is a Dhamma for me. Buddha has been teaching us. Because of that, I should not go for the Pindavada. I must practice now. So and then he didn't follow with the Buddha. He was separate from the Buddha, and he was walking to the big tree. Under the big tree, he was quietly sit down, and he was meditating and contemplating about what Buddha had been talking to him just now. No? So he was contemplating, practicing, and happily watching his body inside of Nama Rupa and contemplating. At the same time, Venerable Sariputra also came for the Pindavada. When Venerable Sariputra saw him about that, so Venerable also approached to him, and Venerable told him that, and Rahula, please try to practice Anapanasati. And Anapanasati means contemplating about in our breath. If you practice for Anapanasati, so you will get a lot of benefit from Anapanasati. You will see a lot of meaningful things and benefit things, a lot of beneficial things will come up for you. So please try to practice Anapanasati. I don't know at the end why he practiced this. I just mentioned about in the sutta, okay? After that, he went back to the monastery, and in the evening, so he also went to the Buddha praise and pay worship to the Buddha. After paying respect to the Buddha, he was asked a few questions to the Buddha. Then he asked the Buddha, I would like to know about the benefit of anapanasati. If we practice anapanasati, what kind of benefit will happen to us? He asked the kind of question. So the Buddha had been explaining again to him. Then the Buddha didn't explain the beginning about anapanasati. The Buddha asked him to practice about then the other practice first. Then he told Rahula, please, if you want to practice, you're trying to concentrate inside of your body. Actually, as we can call it, when you have, Venerable have been practicing for many days, he might have concentration, okay? So that's the reason the Buddha didn't explain the beginning of anapanasati or whatever. In this sutta, Buddha will explain to him anapanasati for the vipassana object. So we need to know who practice anapanasati, both ways we can practice. At the beginning, if you practice, we will get concentration for the first jhana to fourth jhana, okay? But behind all the practice, behind me, after understanding about nama rupa, the nature of nama rupa, after understanding about the cause and effect of dependent origination, if we practice again vipassana object for the anapanasati, from there we can practice too. So that one is at the end of the practice, we can be arahant. So four ways. So nowadays, many people read this sutta, so many teachers thought that, oh, they read the sutta and they start to teach anapanasati, concentrate on the breathing, in-breath, out-breath. Must be happy with the breath. No need to talk about jhana. Must be happy with the breath. Must be contemplating about grossness of defilement, not to get in our mind. And in the contemplating about emptiness, nirvana. So in the end, from the anapanasati, directly one thing sitting or after a few sitting can go to the nirvana. Understand? So nowadays, many meditation teachers also teach this is vipassana object, Buddha mentioned about that. We need to be very clear. So when we went to study, we went to observe, what is the purpose Buddha teach? We really need to know. And also after practical practicing at it, we really can go in this way, only contemplate more breathing, happy, happy. After that, oh, I don't want to get any department, let go. Can let go or not? Without knowing nama rupa, without knowing about defilements inside, the nature, cause and effect, dependent origination, the cause and effect, don't know yet, can enter nirvana or not. Without understanding about the Four Noble Truths, the Noble Eightfold Path, not easy. So many people have confused about teaching this one. Understand? So I want to clarify about this thing. The Buddha always teach to the student that whoever want to be enlightened, enlightened beings means Sotapan, Sagaragan, Anagan, and Arahant. No? That's only we can, who attain about the kind of Magga and Pala, but impuration only, we can call it the enlightened beings, no? Arya. No? So for this kind of people, even the first step of Sotapan, we still need to understand about the Noble Eightfold Path practice. It is definition. Okay, the Noble Eightfold Path, and then also the Four Noble Truths. We really need to understand. Why? Without understanding about the nature about the cause and effect, dependent origination, nobody can practice anti-sotapan. The Buddha really mentioned in the sutta also. The truth of the suffering, and also the origin of the suffering. The origin of the suffering, the second noble truth, is the cause and effect of our life and the cause of karma. So without understanding, we do not understand about that four noble truth. So that's the reason. If we want to be a sotapan, without sotapan, you are not yet reached sotapan, cannot be already go to the arahant truth. We need to go step by step. So sotapan also need the kind of four noble truth practice. You know, so for everybody also need to, you know, because we want to be a sort of first, again. So for this practice, basically, for the Noble Eightfold Path practice, Sila, Samadhi, Panya is very important. Sila, morality group, we knew already, For the Sila, we knew what is the basis of the first day we already explained for the monks and nuns and lay people. 5 precept, 8 precept, basis of precept group, morality group. So based on this precept, the second group, we are practicing about samatha and samadhi, we call that, okay? So, and people doesn't like to many people doesn't like to practice about samatha. They thought that samatha is lower than vipassana. Who practice samatha is very low. So even meditation, also meditator have competition. They are high practice, they are low practice, you know. Who practice vipassana is high. Who practice samatha is very low. So a bit complicated now, you know. So anyway, Buddha explained that both are important. Samatha is also important. Why important? Based on samatha, we can practice vipassana. Without samadhi, without concentration, very difficult to analyze inside of our body. That's the reason concentration is important. That's the reason the Buddha is bringing for the samadhi group, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentrations in this Noble Eightfold Path practice. The Buddha only mentioned for us to practice. So don't bargain again, okay? So in the end, we will practice vipassana. But for this sutta, Panuram Maharaja, he had been ordained for many years, and he had been already keeping preset 227 or Vinaya for, I don't know how after how many years of ordination this sutta appeared, okay? But anyway, he had been keeping the precept for many days. We can tell that, okay, because of keeping on the many days of precept, his mind had already stable, he might have come out of concentration. That's the reason Buddha want him to practice directly for the vipassana. Venerable Sariputra also asked him to practice anapanasati. It's not for jhana, okay? Venerable follow to the Buddha teaching. They will never do oppositely, no? So Venerable aim for him to practice anapanasati for vipassana. So both are together for the vipassana practice. Then if that evening, Abdul Venerable asked Buddha have been answering him, okay, Rahulana, please try to contemplate inside of your body. So the first step you will see were all the 20 kinds of organs, and then we call it 32 part of body in our body, including all the organs, no? So start from the head, hair, body hair, the nail, the teeth, and the skin, different types of organs, and even urine, feces, everything, no? So all 32 part of body combined all together, that's again our body system, no? So external, we can see the hair, the skin, easier, no? But internal, the heart, liver, and all the organs, can you see easily? Can you see or not? External easy, internal a bit difficult. So what we need, that's reason, we need concentration mind, okay? But for him, I have concentration. So Buddha told Dharani, please contemplate inside. We have 32 part of body. In this 32 part of body, 20 types of part, 20 types is we call the grossness of rupa and subtleness of rupa. Water element we can call the subtle rupa, very because of the easily very softness of the rupa, and also like a grossness in the hair, the bone, all different kinds of organs, we can call the heart, liver, or a grossness of rupa. So these 20 kinds of rupa is we call the Batavi. No? Batavi is the earth element. Buddha want to mention that concentrate inside. At the same time, in these organs, all the organs, we want to contemplate what kinds of characteristics are there, what kinds of elements are there. Okay, so all the 20s, okay, fetters are all us, but we group, we can call that the earth element. Then Buddha encouraged him to practice. The Buddha teach different ways too. For the concentration practice, each organs we will concentrate. And then you concentrate like a head hair. If you see in your mind, using concentration mind focus, you will see with the group of the hair in your head, okay? So you contemplate, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, become 1 hour. You can enter first jhana from just contemplating about 32. Each part of organs, you contemplate. Even the bone skeleton, we call the object. So you contemplate after 4 hours. If you feel happy, you feel satisfied with this object, the beginning it revolves neck. Slowly you feel okay and you feel happy, then can go to the jhana. So every cataract, every organs you contemplate with happiness can go to the first jhana. But this is for the concentration practice. Now he mentioned he did ask to the venerable to practice is look at the 32 part. He didn't mention about practice vajrayana. He didn't mention to penetrate inside, to look at this organ, each organ, what kinds of characteristics in there. So you will see the nature of these organs, they are grosna or rupa. Understand? And so that's the reason. Think about this grosna or rupa, and then not only in our body, other people also have this. The internal, external are same. Your body inside also this kind of organs for the human beings, okay? Understand? So same patavi, I also have patavi, you also have patavi, group of patavi. So after the practice of vipassana, the nature, then the Buddha asked him to contemplate continuously. So think that this internal patavi and external patavi are same. So for both kinds of objects of patavi of all the organs, we should contemplate that this is not belong to me. These all the organs of patavi or organs are not belong to me, and also not myself. Then whose one? Do you see any owner for all the organs? Please answer. Yourself or others? Whose? Nobody. No, nothing. You take out from your body, all operate and take out one by one and put outside. Can you say that? Who is it? Can you say that? This is mine. Do you still want to say? Wait there. Take out the heart of race, then after that put it back again. This is my heart, belong to me, come back again, huh? It is true? Understand not? Tonight Dhamma talk will be a little bit difficult. I will talk until morning. Okay. If you are not interested or sleepy, can go back, I will talk. Not for you, for Deva. Okay. So anyways, so you just operate, imagine yourself, open your heart, or open your body, okay? So do you see all the organs? Yes? No? So for us, easy, when you are in the school, we study, and the teacher asks us to concentrate. Oh, very good. Can see easily, no? So you also might have the experience. So you just imagine open up. You can see where's your heart, your liver, okay? Your heart is belong to who? Your heart is belong to who? Your wife. Your wife's heart is belong to you, huh? So not only my heart, you want to occupy other people's heart also. Belong to you. It is true? You like it, not only yourself, you like other people's organs also. It is true? Heart to heart, together, want to be together. That's the reason for that. Your heart also impermanent, okay? One day we're damaged, one day we'll die, okay? So that's the reason we need to contemplate anicca dukkha anatta, the nature. Okay, all the organs as now because you are young, stay active, can move properly, you know. So after 50, engine start to slow down. Engine become low, then slowly push, you know, speak while slow down. Okay, that's the reason. We can see the engine is very dangerous, so don't be attached to the others and yourself. That's the reason we need to practice vipassana, all the organs, the nature. Not only that, we can see rupa kalapa arising and passing by the nature. So in the end, no more organs. So that's the reason Buddha is going to ask him all the patavi group practice, not mine, not myself, not belong to me. Not only that, I bought 12 kinds of water element. It's like a tear, the sweat, blood, urine. We call that all our water elements, group of that, no? The past, and also all kinds of also inside of our body. Sometimes you may see if you are concentration on, if you're not concentrating also, sometimes you may get saliva or the sweat, easily you will feel. And tears, when you get upset, easily get tears, no? So all our water element also not belong to us. not belong, not myself, not belong to me, not mine, okay? Belong to who? Anicca, dukkha, anatta, okay? The nature is anicca. Arising and passing, no, okay, but one day sure will be spoiled, damaged, will disappear also. So this nature, because we don't know about the nature, we don't like to study until the nature is really come out. That's the reason we have attachment. It is true? Attachment to ourselves, attachment to others, all 32 parts. The fire element also. The fire have 4 kinds of fire, 6 kinds of wind. So we plus in all 4 elements in our body, we can say the 42 types of body. This we call. All are under, we can separate by 4 elements practice also. Understand? Then after that, all 4 kinds of element practice also, we need to contemplate about not mine, not belong to me, not myself. So how we can do impermanence? We can see the nature of inside all our organs. Next time you see Rupa Kalpa, we will understand more deeply about rising and passing, about the nature of Rupa and Rupa Kalpa, okay? So if you cannot understand about that, we also can think about the nature of the sensation, okay? Arising, but we know the hardness, roughness, heaviness, kind of between, you know, the earth element, and also water element, the fire element, all fire element, also the heat in your body, and different places, no? And also different kinds of power. Some places can be very hot, but after for a while can be reduced. And then there's, and then another place can be cool. So we can feel all the energy. Energy means the feeling of the sensation of the heat or cool also. So vibration, or we can check about the arising and passing also. Cannot last for a long time for any kind of sensation, no? So come and go, even the wing also same. We have 6 kinds of wing inside of the body, inside the intestine, you know, so up and down of the wing is a different kinds of anapana, breathing also. So all kinds of wing also we can check in our body, all are impermanence. In the morning and the afternoon also, different kinds of movement in our body, the way of the element sensation. So for us, very easy to feel. So in the morning, like afternoon, after 12 o'clock, we cannot eat any kinds of solid food or any kinds of, for me, I don't like to drink any juice. No? So then we have to wait until the next day morning until 6 o'clock, all of you also same. So how many hours we escape from the food? Quick. How many hours until 6 o'clock? 18 hours, okay? cannot sleep now. So 18 hours, so cannot sleep. So only how many hours we can eat? 6 hours only. In this 24 hours, you can see, only during 6 hour times or not, we can eat the food. So the level time is we cannot eat anything. So inside, we didn't have much heat, no? So for this, in this stomach also, mostly in this place, we can feel in the evening a lot of wind. Understand? So a lot of wind, so many years, for us over 20, nearly 25 years. So because a long time didn't eat, so many hours, and also we don't like to drink much juice or whatever, that's raising a lot of wind, and also we had to talk a lot. When you talk, we are easily get tired nowadays because we need to use a lot of energy to talk. When you are young, we don't know. We can talk 4 hours, 5 hours, Dhamma talk continuously when we are young. Now, after 45, engine start to get low. So after 2 hours, 1.5 hour talk, pumping, and also cannot talk so long. So easily get tired because our inside is not enough energy, not enough heat in the evening, especially. A lot of winds were produced. So many monks and nuns have problems, have gastric problem, and also the wind problems. A lot of winds, no? So always in the evening time, we get some problems, no? So we can feel when we realize about our inside, how the nature of the wind is moving in the morning and afternoon and evening is different. So we all can see the nature of movement and the nature of arising and passing, no? This also we can learn and we can practice impermanent suffering non-self or inside of our body. and four elements. Understand? So we need to observe all the time in this way. Not only that, it's just simple. We have just now 42 part of body. In this way, we need to penetrate one by one. Because of that, how it's different kinds of organs, what kind of disease, what kind of problems. You can check yourself, experiment inside our body, all the organs. No? So we got a damaged liver, had a lot of fat for me, because I like to eat fat. The cause and effect, okay? So no need to be upset because I did mistake, no? So I need, when I want to be recovered, I had to be careful, cannot eat too much fat, no? So this way we need to adjust. So when you know the cause of what's happening in your body, so we also can take care by taking care of elements and the treatment for ourselves too, no? So if cannot, power is not enough, we need to go and see doctor. So he will give us medicine to take care too. You know? So, do you still love yourself? Do you love yourself? Your wife? Your husband? Yes. So no need to look 32 part, okay? So when you see 32 part of body, so dirty, so ugly, so dirty, revolves in our body, no? So who really see when they don't really attach to each other? Understand? Do you understand? So that's the reason the Buddha asks us to look inside and check what is really the nature of our body. We didn't really see but the nature, the root of our body. So I look, wow, beautiful, beautiful. Hair, beautiful. Different type of design, huh? Different kinds of color, huh? True? Clothes, also we need car and a house. So many things we need because of you like it. If you don't like, you don't need. It is true? Because you like, we like, we want. Like, want, attachment. Because attachment will make you suffering. All the sequence will happen. In the end, you have to get a lot of time to spend for this, you know? So, actually, if I tell you, I'll be angry at me, you know? So, I don't need to say nice words, okay? You just contemplate yourself what I want to say, okay? If you are not angry, I can tell you that you are stupid. Sorry. I need to apologize. Are you okay? Hampama. So I come for meditation retreat. I want to be arahant, never think about arahant. Secretly go and call telephone. Oh, my wife gets sick. I have to go back. And then it's also stupid, you know. It is true? True or not? Let go. Renounce people don't have wife, don't have husband. No need to call. Again. In the room also got cut and call contact, no? So it's no good for your practice. Then in the end, the attachment come in. Very difficult to continue for practice, no?